So last night, there was no growth in that fire, which is good news. The fire is estimated at about 212 hectares in size. We didn't see the growth on that fire yesterday that was predicted. We had significant air assets there, and they didn't contain the fire, but they minimized the growth of that fire.
I want to start, first of all, with that newest fire, the one out around Spaniards Bay. What can you tell me about the status of that fire?
I don't have an actual update this morning,
okay.
But yesterday evening, that fire was being held. I don't have a report this morning.
Mm-hmm.
However, we did have a report last night that the fire flared up again. The local volunteer fire department were on site, and they knocked that fire down. So that fire is looking pretty good this morning, and we're going to have crews and other assets on site as we need.
So a little victory there from the sounds of it, but you're right. We'll probably get more updates as the day progresses. Let's move on then to Paddy's Pond. That's the big one. So what's the latest you can tell us about that one?
So last night, there was no growth in that fire, which is good news. The fire is estimated at about 212 hectares in size. We didn't see the growth on that fire yesterday that was predicted. We had significant air assets there, and they didn't contain the fire, but they minimized the growth of that fire.
Mm. And the biggest fire in the province is, or at least on the Avalon, I should say, is Kingston. What's happening with that fire this morning?
I don't have a report this morning, Russell, but from last night,
mm-hmm.
late night, the fire did move to the north somewhat. No major growth on that fire yesterday. However, we did see there was significant fire activity on it all day. The ground crews worked the southern edge of that fire yesterday, and our incident management team has designed a new fire break on the northern section of the fire, so their work on that is continuing, and we will have crews and aircraft on that fire today again.
We should also mention, of course, Martin Lake, and that's also fairly significant. What's happening with that fire in central Newfoundland?
As of late yesterday evening, that fire is out of control. It's now 800 hectares in size. There was significant growth on that fire yesterday towards the Bay to Spear Highway, and given the smoky conditions and the progress of the fire, that triggered the closure of that highway.
Is that the biggest effect that that folks in that area will see, the fact that you can't get through on the highway?
Certainly, that is a significant
mm-hmm.
effect. They certainly will see smoke there today, and the weather conditions, fortunately, are a little bit better for Central today, so although the fire weather index is going to be extreme, possibly we could see a little bit of reduced fire activity in that area today.
I'm going to ask you about weather in just a moment, but first a quick question about the two fires that are burning in Labrador. What should we know about what's going on in the Big Land?
The fire that's 20 kilometers south of Goose Bay is now being held. Our crews were on site yesterday, and they actioned some hot spots, but there was no fire at what we call active fire on it yesterday. It was just some smoldering hot spots that they actioned, and we will continue with monitoring that one again today. The fire southwest of Hopedale is still considered out of control. However, that fire poses no imminent risk to any values. So we're simply monitoring that fire for now, and we'll continue to monitor it.
So, Mark, I don't know what remains to be seen what we're going to get in the weather forecast. I'm seeing a little bit of rain in the weekend, but What are you seeing that you're kind of hanging your hat on for hope over the next few days?
Well, you're correct. There is some rain forecast over the next, I think it's Friday. Any rain at all will help. It'll calm down the fires, possibly give us a chance to get crews in places that we couldn't get them before due to safety reasons. So any rain is a positive and is certainly going to help us.
And what are you seeing in terms of help with as it relates to the winds?
The winds look, the winds are, it appears to be, they're going to be variable. So that sort of, it's a wait and see on that one.
Mm-hmm.